Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob Food Switch.
Ooh, Rob Food Switch. That's a new spin.
It's for something we have planned.
Sure. This is a video game music podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era music. And before we get to today's topic, I wanted to mention kind of a neat discovery I made recently. There's actually, well, it's not even my, I mean, I didn't even make it really myself, but someone on Twitter referred us to a YouTube channel, and on that YouTube channel, there's these videos that explain a lot of Nintendo sound design type of stuff, you know, or explain a lot of 8-bit hard, mainly the NES sound chip and a lot of the sound design stuff that's involved with that.
Okay.
And they're really informative, and I just wanted to recommend them to the listeners in case they're interested. The YouTube channel is, I'll just spell it, it's EXPLOD2A03. And just youtube.com/EXPLOD2A03. And just these really informative videos about the Nintendo sound chip. And also, the guy's name is Bucky, and he has a Tumblr page called retrogameaudio.tumblr.com. And you go there, and there's even more information on that site as well. So, okay. I was watching his videos, and I just thought they were really, really helpful in understanding what's going on with the Nintendo sound chip and how different effects are created and stuff. And he does a really thorough job. He uses really cool examples, and he slows things down. And I just really, really highly recommend checking that out. It was really helpful to me. You know?
We should put that up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
That link. Absolutely.
So, I just wanted to mention that, and check out those videos. It's just, they're very helpful.
Okay.
And then also there's a correction that needs to be made about our last episode.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's kind of funny because in correcting yourself from playing that James Pond track, the Bubsy track.
Right.
From the episode before that, you made a mistake in correcting yourself.
I did.
Yes.
What was the mistake I made?
Well, you said that the Bubsy track that you played was Tonight's a Jazzy Night, but that's actually the Dynamite Heady track.
So I corrected myself by providing incorrect information.
Yeah, and there's even more incorrect information.
Okay.
Well, not only is it Tonight's a Jazzy Night, it's, Dynamite Heady track is called Tonight's a Jazzy Night, but you said It's a Jazzy Night.
It's a Jazzy Night.
Right. And you were saying that was a Bubsy track, and you know, that was wrong, basically.
Okay, so it was not a Bubsy track.
Well, you remember how you played the Bubsy track, you know, you played it again.
Right.
And you'd already played it on a previous episode.
Yes.
Well, you were making note of that, or you know, acknowledging
right.
that.
Yeah.
And then in acknowledging it, you called that track It's a Jazzy Night.
It's when it's called Tonight's a Jazzy Night.
Well, yeah, but it's not even from that game though.
It's from a completely different game I pulled out of somewhere.
Well, no, we played it on that jazz episode.
That's what happened.
Right.
Oh, because I didn't play it on the jazz episode. I played it on another episode.
Well, you played on both.
Right, but that's what I mean.
Right. And then, but the Dynamite Heady track you did play on that episode, the jazz episode.
Right.
And what the track was called that you were trying to acknowledge was Shadow Bopping.
Okay.
That's the Bubsy track in question. And so anyway, I just wanted to call attention to that in case anybody got confused about that. I'm sure nobody cared or even was listening to that part of the podcast.
Well, let me just say, it can never be said that I am not consistent. Because when I'm good, I'm good. And when I'm off, I am way off base.
Rob off switch.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I just made that up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So why don't you mention the sponsor and then we'll get on our way.
Brent, it is always my pleasure to mention Destiny Games, located at 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan, give them a call, 734-404-5548, or visit them at destiny-games.com for all of your gaming needs, modern games, old school games. Listen to me, Brent, they will take care of you.
Yeah, such conviction.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So today's topic, you got anything you want to mention?
Oh, I just want to mention that I beat a Bobo's Big Adventure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
By the way, that is
I beat it too, also, by the way.
Okay. You beat it before me.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay. That is a tribute game that is on the internet right now that pays homage to all great games NES.
In fact, pretty much, I think every single Nintendo game is referenced in that game, except the only character I didn't notice was Lolo.
Okay.
I think that's the only character I didn't recognize wasn't able to spot in the game, but every character is in there. Or at least one character from it seems like every game is in there.
I'm just reiterating what has already been stated, but the game is fantastic. The music is outstanding. Of course.
It's all Nintendo music.
It's all great Nintendo music, but I just love that there are all these tracks that are just used in different settings or different games, which you never would have thought possible. But it's fantastic, and I am a fan. Just wanted to state that.
Yeah. Well, let's get to today's topic.
Are you a little hungry there, Brent?
For some donuts?
Possibly.
You made some donuts, didn't you?
I did make some donuts. Yeah. And
in light of our
anticipation for today's big food episode.
Right, so we're focusing on food themed games,
right,
or food themed levels.
Yes.
So it can't be a situation where, you know, if it's a game that's not related to food and you do get health by eating food or something,
right,
like that wouldn't count, unless there was a specific level that was actually kind of themed, a food themed level. Yeah,
for example, Streets of Rage, as the level progresses, you're eating turkey.
Oh, is that what you eat?
Or chicken.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Right.
Or it could be tofurkey.
Yeah.
Or fake chicken.
Sure.
And you're eating apples.
Yeah.
To get your health. But I would not use that level music because that's not the focus.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the theme of the level.
Now, if Axel, Blaze, or what's the name of the other guy?
No, I don't know. You know this game.
Axel, Blaze, and Adam. Uh-huh. If either one of those guys was fighting a giant sandwich, perhaps, or if the boss was a burrito, you know what I mean? Then I might play that tune.
Or if the level itself was a burrito.
If they were battling through the several layers of a burrito.
Yeah.
Then I would consider that fair. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And we would play that burrito Streets of Rage music.
Yeah. But I would argue that if the, say, the burrito boss, or say the sandwich boss, if the boss music that played for that boss was the same boss music for every boss in the game,
right,
I would say probably no to that, because it was, you know, it's not, the music isn't specific to that boss or level or whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, so what is this, episode 75?
I think the game would then be called the Streets of Rage if it was a burrito boss. See what I'm saying there?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 75, right?
75. So you are stepping up to the plate.
Okay.
So first.
I am first. Oh, God. All right. I don't know why I contributed to that.
Okay.
To that just now.
Hey, some, if you can roll the R's, go for it. If not, step back.
All right. So I'm going to start off with Panic Restaurant. Actually, before we get started, I want to mention all the runner-up games but it seemed like an easier topic than it actually was, I thought. You know, because I thought there's a lot of food games, Burger Time, Panic Restaurant, but then beyond that, I really had to sort of dig deeper and find, you know, look at some stuff I hadn't heard of before. And
sure.
You know, there was a lot of titles, and I just wanted to list off some of these games that we're not going to be hearing from today.
Okay.
Well, this one's actually more of an obvious one. Boy and His Blob, which we have heard on the podcast before.
Okay.
There's the, you know, well, not only does the game revolve around jelly beans, it also the Blobalonia level is all candy
yes.
stuff. So, you know, that was actually kind of a runner-up. But Harvest Moon was a game for the Super Nintendo,
right.
Which was it's a farming game where you grow vegetables and stuff. So that would have been. And there was a game called Captain Novalin that I looked at, which is an educational game to teach you about diabetes. It was a diabetes game. And there's Harley's Humongous Adventure. There's a kitchen level in that. And then there was a game called this Japanese game called Motoko-chan no Wonder Kitchen. And that was a game I was looking at as well. I think that's it. I just wanted to mention those few games because it was kind of interesting to find out about these food-based games,
sure.
These food-related games. Yeah,
I have one track that will not be played today, but perhaps later.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on an appetizer episode, perhaps. That would be a track from Toy Story for the Sega Genesis. That's
right.
Level 9 Food and Drink.
Right.
And that's because of a last-minute addition. You actually helped me locate what I needed to find.
Right.
And I will be playing for that with great pleasure later
sure,
on in the episode.
Sure, sure. We'll get into that. I guess. We'll talk about what was found and the story behind that.
Speaking of aperitifs...
Well, speaking of aperitifs, I'm going to go straight to dessert. Okay?
Okay.
That's the name of the track I'm going to play.
All right.
From Panic Restaurant. This is a Taito game. This is music composed by Hirohiko Takayama. And this is stage 6. Each stage is a different course, you know? This is stage 6 dessert. So it's the dessert level. And here it is. Music from Panic Restaurant for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music from Panic Restaurant, music composed by Hirohiko Takayama, and this is Stage 6, Dessert.
I like that.
Yeah, I like this track a lot. I do actually feel that the piece could have gone further, you know?
Well, that's why this would be the perfect appetizer.
Well, right. I mean, it's dessert, though.
But I'm just saying, it would be.
Maybe for somebody who's trying to watch their weight or something.
Are you the kind of person that eats dessert before the main course? I am. I do that.
You're
a lot.
Saying I should have saved this track for later?
No, no. I think it's great because that's my style.
Oh yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah. Right.
I mean, I do that a lot.
Yeah. No, not me. No. I wait till the end for dessert.
Well, why not? Let's just get it going right off the bat.
Oh really? Okay.
Yes. I feel that way about a lot of things in my life.
Oh really? Okay. Yeah. All
right. Let's get right to the end before we even get going.
Uh huh. So yeah. All right.
Okay.
You didn't have any kids before you got married.
Well. I don't know if I would really consider that dessert.
Right.
That's something entirely different, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I am going to go with an NES track. And I didn't know that this was actually released under a different name.
Right.
And I'm looking at it now, and I should have. But what I'm talking about is Snoopy's Silly Sports Spectacular.
Right.
For the Nintendo Entertainment System. Released first in Japan on the Famicom. And it was known then as Donald Duck.
Yeah, just Donald Duck. Not even Donald Duck Sports Spectacular. Just Donald Duck.
Just Donald Duck. And it's interesting because the game in the Snoopy version game, which I think is probably the same as the Donald Duck version, Snoopy just competes in different Olympic events, but they're silly events. For example, beanbag racing, tossing of a boot, sumo wrestling on some kind of gondola.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I don't know what the Donald Duck version is.
Same stuff.
Just the same thing, but you're Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you actually wanted to play something from this game, but you couldn't find the soundtrack.
Because the track I want to play is the level music for the pizza tossing event. The pizza balancing. When it's called Pile of Pizza. So as Donald or Snoopy, you walk across the ground there, right? Balancing a box of boxes of pizzas, several boxes of pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging.
Right.
You ever tried that, Brent?
I used to be a pizza delivery driver, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really deliver pizzas?
Yeah, I sure did. I did it in Los Angeles, too.
Wow.
I did it in the late 90s.
Domino's Roundtable?
No, Jacopo's. Jacopo's Pizza. It's a small local chain, yeah.
I have some questions for you, but let's play this song.
Okay.
First of all.
Yeah. Anyway, you couldn't find Snoopy Sports Olympic, and then I kind of took a look at the game, and I sometimes find stuff under the Japanese title sometimes.
Right.
So I looked to see if there was a Japanese title for it, and there was Donald Duck. I looked up Donald Duck, and I was able to find the soundtrack for Donald Duck.
No,
that's how we were able to find it.
I had no idea that the Japanese translation for Snoopy Silly Sports Spectacular was Donald Duck.
Right.
So that's a little information for you out there.
But anyway, that's the track that you didn't play Toy Story to play this and stuff or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Pile of Pizza from the game Snoopy Silly Sports Spectacular, aka Donald Duck. Level music from the game Snoopy's Silly Sports Spectacular, aka Donald Duck.
It's interesting because this is a Kempco game,
right?
And usually Disney related stuff was done by Capcom.
Okay,
but in North America, that is. I know that there's some Japanese stuff that was Disney and it wasn't Capcom. But
right.
I wonder if that's why it was changed to Snoopy. I wonder if there was some sort of thing where Capcom only had an exclusive deal with the, North American related, Disney releases, or something like that.
Okay.
Because maybe that's why they changed it to Snoopy. I don't know. Anyway.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because I had mentioned this about this track before. Do you think there's a grunge 90s element to it?
Yeah,
do
I know
you
what you mean.
That?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It just it reminds me of something maybe like very Soundgarden-esque or Pearl Jam-esque.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Soundgarden or Pearl Jam, but I think I know what you mean, though. Yeah,
it's
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it gives... I love this track. As soon as I heard it, I said I have to find it and play it.
Right.
Did you ever listen to any video game music while you were delivering pizzas?
No, but that would have been cool if I did.
What's the biggest tip you ever got?
Actually, I can't try to remember if I did or not. I might have, actually, now that I think about it. Biggest tip I ever got, I $22 was the biggest tip I got. But my sister, she did it also, and I think she got a $100 tip once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's gotten some $70, $80 tips before.
Right.
But I think the biggest tip I got was 22. Yeah. I delivered to a few celebrities, too.
Oh, really? A-list?
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
What?
Actually, not just Brad Pitt, but Brad Pitt wearing a white cowboy hat.
And nothing else?
I wish.
Oh.
But no, he was wearing a hooded sweatshirt, jeans, and really big Nikes.
Interesting.
Really big basketball shoes.
What did you say when you... Did you know it was for Brad Pitt?
I didn't know it was for him.
I mean, I guess when he calls the pizza place, he doesn't say, "Hi, this is Brad Pitt, and I want a pizza."
I'd like to order a pizza.
I guess that wouldn't make sense.
Right. No, I didn't know it was him, but I did know it was him when he came out to get the pizza, though.
Would it be bad form at that point to ask for an autograph or to shake his hand?
I don't do that. Around celebrities, sure. I pretend like I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Just to make them feel... I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I feel weird about saying that. Just to make them feel comfortable. Yeah.
Did you purposefully pretend you didn't know who Brad Pitt was when he answered the door and you gave him his pizza? Did you go...
So
who are you?
Well, he came out. I didn't go in the house. He came out.
Right.
And I didn't... Yeah, I was just like, so... You know, what do you do? So what do you do for a living? You know? No, I didn't say anything at all. I just acted normal. You know, just as if he was a regular customer.
This guy's just getting his pizza, and that's the way it is. Yeah.
So.
Oh, nice.
There's some other celebrities I deliver to, but maybe I'll save them because, I have some other pizza-related games.
Oh, okay.
There's some other pizza opportunities, I think, in this episode. So maybe we'll save those stories for later.
Okay, I like where
that... So don't forget to remind me. If we have another pizza game, I have another story, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I'm bookmarking that right now.
I'm going to move on to a game called Bananan Uiji no Daiboken.
Okay.
For the Famicom. Not a Japanese-only release. It was released in Japan like that, but it was not released in North America, but it was released in Germany as the Banana Prince. And this is music by Nobuyuki Shioda, who also did the music to those G.I. Joe games that I like a lot, you know?
Okay.
Atlantis Factor and Real American Hero. And just like those two games, this has a really good soundtrack also.
Nice.
The track we're going to hear is Stage 1, Big Banana. Each stage has a different name. It has a different vegetable or fruit name for that level. And some of the enemies are anthropomorphic vegetables and stuff and fruit and stuff like that. And this is Stage 1, Big Banana from Bananan Uiji no Daiboken for the Famicom. From composer Nobuyuki Shioda from the game Bananan Uiji no Daiboken. And this is Stage 1, Big Banana.
This does have a big banana feel. I totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Does it?
Yes.
What about it makes you say that?
That melody... You hear it?
See, to me, if anything, it's more of that sort of bass line. It's got a banana feel, you know. It's kind of got a fat sounding bass.
Okay.
Kind of like a big banana.
The melody to me is just so bright.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's so overpowering.
Oh, bright. It's a bright melody. Okay, there you go.
Much
yeah, okay.
Like a big banana would.
Okay, I get that. I get
Does that,
that
make sense?
Yeah, that, okay, sure. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Let's see here. I think I'm going to be playing some. Out to Lunch.
Out to Lunch.
Out to Lunch for the SNES. And this is a game where you play a chef and you're running around. It's a platformer, side-scrolling type thing. Mm-hmm. And you are a chef.
Yeah.
And I think it's a positive thing because you're used to mega heroes and super type characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But chef characters, they're not so much represented in the hero side-scrolling platformer category.
Sure.
So I was very happy to see this and see that chefs are represented. And the track I picked...
By the way, you know, Panic Restaurant, you're a chef also. In that
well, game. Yeah, but I mean, how many Super Mario titles are there? Or Mega Man?
Yeah, 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 right.
Mega Chefs? Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, Brent.
Yes.
So, Grease 2 is the track I picked from the game Out to Lunch, which has a very international feel.
Yeah, not Grease that you would get from cooking, but
right.
The country.
Right. Which, I don't know, is that a play on words, perhaps?
No, I don't think so.
Grease 2, Grease.
No. Yeah?
Fire.
Grease.
No. Okay. Grease 2 from the game Out to Lunch for the SNES. Grease 2 from the game Out to Lunch for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. That is composer Mark Knight. Doesn't that remind you of Zorba the Greek a little bit there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Remind you of the days that we spent in Athens, Brent?
I've been to Athens.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah. I delivered pizza there.
No, I'm just gonna say that.
No, but I did actually go there. I did go to Athens, yeah.
What was your impression of Athens?
Actually, I loved the food.
Good food?
The food was...
You like Greek food?
Sure, yeah. I mean,
you didn't have Greek food there.
I certainly did.
I could never get into the stuffed grape leaves.
The Dolomites.
Is that what that's called?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. No, not my cup of tea.
I like those. There was some. I felt like the food in Greece was very innovative. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're very innovative with the food. I just had stuff there I never had before. You know, I mean, just the way that they would prepare stuff. You know,
right.
I had this really, really good eggplant dish.
Yes.
And I had this. I don't know, just all the stuffed stuff. You know.
The stuffed stuff.
All the different stuff. You know, the peppers, the grape leaves. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
They specialize in stuffing.
Stuffing stuff.
Stuffing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spanakopita. You about that?
No, I don't know what that... What is that?
I think those are the spinach turnovers. I think.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I really like the food. I had some really fun meals there, definitely.
You know, for today's episode, I made donuts.
I know, we mentioned it.
Homemade.
Didn't we?
Homemade.
Yeah.
I think we said we had made something.
Okay.
But...
I said donuts.
I was thinking of stuffing them with fruit to make some jelly donut, but with real fruit.
Yeah.
I just didn't have time to go to the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
But I was going to dabble in the old stuffing there.
Stuff
well.
And stuff. You're going to stuff some stuff too.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you have a little bit of Greek at heart. Maybe you have some Greece in your heart.
Could be. I've been called
Grease.
I've been.
Do you ever use grease in your hair?
Yes, occasionally. Well, it's some gel and some what's called what's in it? It's kind of not really Vaseline, but it's a it's called Briantine.
The wet look.
Yes. It just gives me...
L.A. looks.
But no, not quite L.A. looks.
Greece look. Greece looks. Greek looks.
More of a pomade.
Athens looks.
Yes. Athens looks.
All right. So I'm going to move on to a game called Yume Penguin Monogatari.
Okay.
And this is a Japanese-only release for the Famicom. And this game... is about a penguin whose girlfriend dumps him because he's too fat.
Wow.
And so...
That's brutal.
Yeah, and then so he has... And she gets a new boyfriend. And he tries...
A thin penguin.
I guess a thin penguin.
Probably a buff penguin.
And then he... so your character has to go on a diet and drink diet drinks. But the boyfriend, the new boyfriend, he right. sends bad guys out to throw food at you in your mouth, okay. and you have to avoid the food and not eat the food, or you get fatter. And so you're basically in this game, you have to avoid the food and right. not eat it, and only eat the diet drinks or drink the diet drinks.
Drink the diet drinks.
And so that's what the game is about. You're avoiding the food and trying to not get fat
because he's trying to win her back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't like her because she left him.
Yeah.
I don't like her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could talk some sense into this guy.
uh-huh.
And he, I don't like this other boyfriend type character.
Right.
This is bad news.
This is a Konami game. And the composers on this are Katsuhiko Suzuki, who's credited as Suzuki the Enigma, and Atsushi Fujio, who is credited in the game as Tsukino Mia Fujio. And the track we're going to hear is Stage 2, Airplane, from the game Yume Penguin Monogatari for the Famicom. Monogatari. This is Stage 2, Airplane. Music composed by Katsuhiko Suzuki and Atsushi Fujio.
Did you see gameplay footage?
Yes, yes.
I mean, so what happens as you're getting stuff hurled at you? Because usually when projectiles are hurled at you in other games, they hit you and you lose points.
Well, you if they hit you, it goes in your mouth and you get fat. That's what happens.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, this is a... But, you know, as soon as I found out about this game and saw that it was Konami, I said, oh, good. This is going to be definitely a track I can use. I mean, even without hearing the soundtrack, you know, I just... Because Konami just makes the best music, you know?
They make fantastic music. No doubt about that.
And this definitely has a Konami sound to it, I feel like, you know? It's also interesting how there's it seems like there's a steel drum sound in it at one point, you know? You know what I'm talking about? It's in the middle of the piece, you know?
Does your character get fatter as the game progresses?
I mean, I don't think... I think there's a limit to how fat he gets, but, you know... He does get fatter, yes.
It's bad he can't be like Yoshi.
Right.
He can eat anything and everything. Yoshi is a cannibal. Did you know that?
Oh, right. Well, here's the steel drum right here. Did you hear that? It almost sounded like the drum from Super Mario Brothers 3 or something, right?
Yeah.
But you're talking about Yoshi's a cannibal?
Doesn't he eat another Yoshi? Or eat the
Well, I think
other
he eggs? Eats the... Does he eat the eggs? It, something?
I don't think he was a cannibal.
I don't know about that, actually.
No?
I don't think he's a cannibal.
No. For some reason, I thought that.
This has got a good melody, the song. I just want to hear it. I think that's good right there. I like this part right here, too. It almost sounds like an 80s TV show or something, you know? You hear that really deep bass at one point? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird, actually. Do you hear the deep bass? Check it out. Here, I'll play the beginning again. Listen. Listen to the deep bass. Watch. You hear that? Boom. You hear that?
Yeah.
It's so weird. Right. I mean, it doesn't sound like Nintendo, actually. The bass, that boom.
But that steel drum sounds very Nintendo.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Burger Time Deluxe.
Yeah.
For the Game Boy.
Yes.
Is what I'm going to be playing. This is a track. I'm not sure where it goes in the game. Okay. But it's a track that I found very appetizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to serve it up here at the Legacy Music Hour Diner. Track from Burger Time Deluxe, and that's a game for the Game Boy, and that comes to us from the team at Data East.
It's good. It's a good track. It didn't occur to me to look in the, you know, I don't know. I looked at Burger Time for Nintendo, but I didn't.
Right.
I didn't know about this game. I think I could have found some good tracks from this game.
There's some winners on this soundtrack for sure.
Yeah.
But this one is, it's just got such a cool vibe. And then there's that little change at the end that sounds almost sad. Mm. Coming up right here, turn up. Right there.
Right. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I like that too, yeah. It's a little somber, a little...
Yes.
Like a bittersweet.
bittersweet, like chocolate.
Mm, right. Chocolate burgers.
Hey,
that sounds good, if you ask me.
It does.
I had a burger not too long ago. It was a peanut butter burger.
Oh yeah,
it was a burger with peanut butter. Actually, it had jelly too, with peanut butter and jelly in it too.
And what? With brown
like
beef.
But yeah, uh-huh.
Doesn't surprise. Doesn't sound disgusting.
It's good. It's good. Okay. It's spicy too. It's spicy and good, actually.
How long ago did you have that?
A couple months ago.
It was good, huh?
Huh?
Expensive?
No, it was actually from one of those. It was a food truck.
Oh.
And okay. They specialize in peanut butter stuff.
Interesting.
I love peanut butter.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm a peanut butter maniac.
I would have made some peanut butter cookies.
Oh, yeah. I go nuts for peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to move on to a game called... It's a Sailor Moon game.
Oh, nice.
You know Sailor Moon?
Sure.
And this is for the Mega Drive. It's a Japanese-only release for the Mega Drive. It's called... Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon. Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon.
Okay.
And this is music composed by Aki Hata. And this is from Stage 2-2, Giant Dessert. It's basically a dessert level. And here it is. This is music from Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon, Stage 2-2, Giant Dessert, music composed by Aki Hata. Aki Hata worked on a lot of the Treasure games, you know?
Right.
And she also worked on some of the Sonic games as well.
Okay.
We've heard from her before. I like this part coming up right here. This part right here. The bass sounds good on this. Also, there's some neat stereo too, I think.
At the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Panic Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back.
Oh, you going back to the Panic Restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, you read it. It had a good review. I went there earlier.
5-star.
I went there earlier today. And
yeah.
I gave it a good review.
So. I read it on Romancing Sagat.
Right.
Yeah. They got five.
Sagat rated.
It got 5 Tiger Uppercuts.
Yeah.
And you actually chose the track that I chose.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had a few tracks picked out.
Yeah, me too. I had a few tracks picked out, yeah.
But to me, the one that you played was the standout.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, maybe. I don't know. The other one's pretty good too, actually.
I mean, you go to a restaurant. I mean, that there is the meal that everyone goes for, right?
Dessert.
Dessert is a meal.
Yeah.
So some restaurants are known for their entrees, or you go to a restaurant and you say, listen, you get their fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So.
And the track I played was that
that's
thing.
What you, that's
so it was dessert. That was the dessert.
That's what you go to a Panic Restaurant for.
That's the dessert.
You want a good dessert? Hey, We're going to the Panic Restaurant.
Yeah. So, but what are you going to get?
I'm going to try something else on the menu.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be a chef special. It's not what it's called.
Right.
I don't know what this track is called, but
right. We can find it after the break.
I'm playing it for you now. Stage one, appetizer, and that is from the Panic Restaurant for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
So we heard from the two, the bookends of a meal, you know?
Right.
We went from dessert first, then to the appetizer.
To the old appetizer. Appetizer in the middle. Why not have the appetizer in the middle of the meal?
And by the way, this is from composer Hirohiko Takayama.
Right.
All right, well, I'm going to move on to a game called Pizza Pop.
Pizza Pop. I have a track picked out from that as well.
This is a game for the Japanese-only release.
Famicom.
For the Famicom. A lot of Nintendo heavy. This is a Nintendo heavy. There's an 8-bit heavy episode.
Okay. Oh, it's an 8-bit.
Ah, right. And heavy. Heavy, yeah.
Sure.
This is music composed by Junya Kozakai. And this is level 3. This is the scooter level.
Scooter.
I'm gonna call it scooter.
Yes.
Level 3 scooter. This is a pizza delivery game. You're delivering pizzas, as you know. This game, I'm sure would, if I played it, it would have a lot of it would resonate with me, because as a delivery driver myself, I'd feel, you know, a connection.
Right.
Yeah, remind me, we'll play the track, and remind me, I'm going to tell you another celebrity story, and you asked me about listening to video game music when I was delivery driving.
Right.
I wasn't, but I want to say something about that, though.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so this is, again, from Pizza Pop for the Famicom. Junya Kozakai, and this is a level 3 scooter.
Great track.
And two things. One, when I was delivering pizzas,
yes.
I didn't listen to video game music, but I did kind of listen to the same era of music that we draw a lot of this music from. So what I'm saying is what I would like to do, what I liked to do when I was delivering pizzas was listen to 80s music.
Right.
Because it made me feel like I was in an 80s movie.
Oh.
And that I was an 80s pizza delivery driver.
Right.
I don't know, there's something that was fun for me to do.
Sure.
And I was driving an 80s car, too, so...
What kind of car was it?
It was a well, there was a couple. I mean, I was driving like an 83 Toyota Tercel at one point. And then I was driving a Toyota Camry, an 86 Toyota Camry.
Nice.
And it just felt really, I felt like I was in the 80s, you know.
Right.
It felt cool, yeah. And I'd even hold the, I wouldn't even use the hot box, you know, or, you know, the you know, those things that they,
sure.
not the hot box, but those insulated covers, right?
Right.
I would take those out. I mean, I keep it in there in the car ride, but when I came to their door, I would just hold the pizza box on my hand, like, in, you know, in sort of the classic way, you know, I'd hold it up like that because it felt more like a, you know, classic pizza delivery situation.
Did you picture yourself as the cool Ferris Bueller type?
No.
Or you, now you're just the loser kind of character that...
No, no, not that either.
Well, the lovable, you know what I mean? Just the guy that's down on his luck and he's got to do this and then he's going to fight the bully at the end of the movie.
I don't know if I thought of it all like that. I thought...
Just the era, not so much a movie.
No, but it did feel like a movie, though, too, you know? I'm trying to think of what kind of character I guess it was. I don't know. I don't know if I did, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. But, I think there might have been one night when I was listening to video game music. I can't remember. Okay, the other thing is, I was gonna... No, you know what? You have a pizza track coming up. Do you have a pizza pop? So I'll save my celebrity story for that.
Okay,
but I just want to say, like, I did this 80s thing, and I don't know. It's kind of related to what we're talking about. All right. Yeah, what kind of character would have I been, I wonder?
I'm wondering myself.
I mean, he was definitely... I'm thinking he's doing his thing. He's a good pizza delivery driver. And then he gets into trouble somehow, you know,
right.
with some, there's some mix up, you know?
Sure.
There's some mix up with the pizza and then he has to deliver to some shady characters or something and gets it mixed up with it or something.
Okay. Okay.
It's an adventure, you know?
I can dig that.
Some kind of adventure.
Speaking of adventure, Zool is the game I'm drawing from next.
Mm-hmm.
And the level is Candy Land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a land of candy.
Yeah.
That's every child's dream,
and adults. Well, some not every, not every child, and not every adult, but some adults.
I'd say the majority of children.
Yeah.
So here is Candyland from the game Zool.
What about you? Is it you? What about you?
My dream?
Yeah.
No, candy. Even as a child, I knew there's an excess.
Oh, so you weren't? You weren't even a. It wasn't your child dream, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm not like most children.
You were when they were like, "Ooh, I want to go to a world where there's everything's made out of candy." You're like, "Candy? Not me.
Not for me."
You're like, "Candy? Pff." Like, pff. "Candy? Really?"
Next. Next.
You were like, "I want to go to a world made of spinach and carrots."
Right.
And broccoli.
But well, let's play this track and we'll talk more about that.
Okay.
Candyland.
Zool. From Zool, the intergalactic ninja of the nth dimension, or whatever. That's wrong. I'm mixing up games here.
Hey, you're taking a page out of my playbook. For the Super Nintendo, here's Candyland from Zool for the
Patrick Phelan, right?
For the nth time,
right? Patrick Phelan, right?
I don't.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not going to commit to that because I've been wrong before.
I think it's Patrick Phelan. I think. Anyway,
here you go. Candyland from the game Zool. How about that, huh? That's a sugar rush right there. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. If that game was all about candy and you raced on candy canes on roads made of sugar, this would be the soundtrack.
Sour Bells.
Sour Balls?
Belts.
Sour Belts.
Right.
What's a Sour Belt?
You don't know what a Sour Belt is?
Is that similar to a Sour Patch Kid?
No, you don't know what Sour Belts are?
The leather, like the fruit leather, but it's
sour, but they're sour. Smaller than fruit leather.
Okay. Oh, it's the stringy thing.
No, they're not strings, but they're more like little strips.
Well, I know.
I just imagine those would be the roads.
This is a rocking track. This right here. I wish I had the... We record on a camera, and I wish I had the camera on me, because I was giving you my solo face.
Yeah.
Guitar solo face.
It looked like you were kind of disgusted.
Well, that's what guitar solo face is.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes just amazing guitarists, when they get into the zone, they have this expression on their face like they are dying, they're in ecstasy, or they're in the bathroom, perhaps. Or they're disgusted. Or a combination of all four.
Or they're a child who doesn't like candy.
Or a child who doesn't like candy. But
like you.
That was my...
Didn't you have something to say about that?
Oh, right. Even as a child, I could tell nutritionally what a sham and what a farce candy was. Hmm. And I knew what was up because I would rather have a good meal. You know what I mean? Proteins, carbs.
I mean, you are Captain Novalin.
Oh, okay. I
don't know.
Think about that.
You were him the whole time.
Well, man, I
love candy. I loved candy when I was a kid, and I love it now. Go on.
To this day, too much, even not even too much candy, just an excessive amount, but that's not too much, will make me sick.
Oh, you know what I like doing right now?
What?
Is going to the, you know, pharmacy or the drugstore or whatever, or, you know, places like Rite Aid or Walgreens, right. And going to the candy section right now because it's Easter coming up, right?
Yes.
And just all the pastels and stuff, it makes the candy look even better, you know?
It's
a great time to window shop for candy right now. It's just all colorful and they have some fun kind of things. Like, I saw these chocolate covered jelly beans. That looks good. I'm like,
the look on my face. The look on my face right now is
guitar
not,
solo.
No, it's disgust.
That's just guitar solo. I'll talk more about candy. I have a Candyland track as well coming up.
There's nothing in now. Baked goods. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that I don't like sweets. Give me a good cake. Some cake. I'll eat cake all day.
Uh-huh.
Donuts.
I love candy.
All day. All day, Brent, and all night.
Actually, I can't even eat donuts anymore. It makes me feel sick. I mean, I'll eat your donut tonight.
Sure. Oh. Okay.
You know, after the show.
Okay. Thank
but,
you.
But But generally, I can't eat more than one donut, though.
Brent. Brent.
I'm eating one donut. It's yours.
Brent.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm eating your donut.
I'm actually going to do Zool also.
Okay. It's a Zool twofer.
But it's a Zool for Zool. this is the Genesis version.
Okay.
Funny that you picked the Super Nintendo version and right. I picked the Genesis version.
Okay.
So this is definitely music composed by Patrick Phelan. And this is World 3, Fruits and Vegetables. Also kind of funny that you pick Candyland and I'm like the candy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like fruits and vegetables also, but in fact, I always say that fruit is the nature's candy.
Right.
You know? But so this is World 3, Fruits and Vegetables. I guess this is also, they also use this track for the staff role as well. But music from Zool for the Sega Genesis, Ninja of the Nth Dimension, right?
Yeah.
Music by Patrick Phelan. We'll be right back. This is music from Zool, Ninja of the Nth Dimension. This is music composed by Patrick Phelan. This is World 3, Fruits and Vegetables.
I like it. Healthy. It's a healthy track.
Like that.
My next track.
Oh, okay.
My next track is from World of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, which was released in Japan as World of Illusion, starring Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't, by the way.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yeah.
This is actually great. I own this game.
Oh, you did.
If anyone has this, please send it, because you and I need to play two-player mode.
I'm sorry, you said you owned it?
I owned it.
You did? Okay.
I did, and I beat it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fun game.
Yeah, I'd love to play it. I own Castle Illusion, the prequel.
Is that two-player?
No, it's not. But that's a good game, too.
The two-player mode is good. It's fun. Yeah. It's excellent gameplay, the responsiveness of the character. It's just a well-done game.
Who would you want to be, Donald Duck or Mickey?
Nice. I think I'd want to be Mickey.
Great, because I want to be Donald Duck.
Really?
Yeah. It works out perfectly.
It works out so cool because you work as a team and you mm-hmm. both have different attributes. Mm-hmm. And the animation is...
looks good, huh?
It's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. I think it's even better than the Castle of Illusion because it came at a later in the Genesis life cycle.
Sure. Okay.
I will be playing music from level 4-4, mm-hmm. in which you are running around in a dessert... type land.
Yeah.
Cakes, cookies, candy canes, and items of the sort. Mm-hmm. World of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, level 4-4 for the Sega Genesis. World 4-4 from the game World of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, known in Japan as I Love Mickey and Donald Fushigi na Magic Box. And the composers for this game are Lati and Maguro.
Aliases.
Yes.
This music reminds me of Disneyland.
Totally. You know? Totally.
Straight up sounds like Disneyland music.
Yes.
Magic Kingdom music.
There is some good music in this game.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually completely forgot there was a water level.
Oh, right.
I love the water music for this game.
Oh, it's good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get this one. Let's get this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just play it. Let's just beat it in a night.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Maybe record footage of it.
Sure. Yeah. You know, we'll just eat a donut, eat each other's donuts, and...
Oh, you want me to make some donuts for you now, huh?
I'll eat your donut.
Okay, sure. Donut for donut. Zool for Zool. Okay, I'm going to play something from Cool World.
Okay.
This is the, film, the video game adaptation of the film of the same name.
That had cartoon and live action.
Right. And this is for the Super Nintendo. This is music composed by Dean Evans and Keith Tinman. And this is Candyland.
Okay.
And I actually rented this game when I was younger. And I can't remember if this is the game or not, but I think that I went home, played it for a couple hours, and I said, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to return this and see if I can get another game.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have returned this and to the video store and got a different game. It's because it was... I wasn't getting a lot out of it.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened with this game.
Okay.
I can't remember if I kept it for the whole weekend or not, you know. But I know that I'd done that once or twice. I'd gotten a game that was just kind of, you know, not good, so I just ended up returning it. So so this is music from Cool World. This is Candyland. This is kind of a funny track, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... They use kind of a weird voice. It's like, it sounds like it's like a human voice,
okay,
kind of voice for this.
Sure.
All right, Candyland, The Cool World, Super Nintendo. Dean Evans and Keith Tinman. This is Candyland.
I can dig that. That do. That's funny. You should have saved this for the next funny episode.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Super funny.
Yeah.
They sound like some kind of munchkin character in the Candyland.
Right. No, I just wanted to speak more about candy. I like candy a lot. My sister and I want to open up our own candy factory one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We want to invent new kinds of candy. We already have ideas for new kinds of candy.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about them because I don't want to give them away, you know, just yet.
Right.
I like Airheads. I like Starburst. Snickers.
Okay.
Payday. I like Mambas. You know, I like Shock Tarts. I used to like Shock Tarts. I don't know if I like them anymore. I like Mentos though.
Fresh Maker.
I like the fruit flavored ones.
The Fruit Maker.
I mean, name a candy, any candy.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I like them.
I like those,
yeah.
But in moderation, one or two, yeah. And you know what? You call it a night. You call it a night.
I go nuts sometimes on candy. I mean, I really do.
Well,
I think we've learned today that I like peanut butter and candy.
Well, what's in a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Peanut butter. It's peanut butter and candy, so I guess I should like that the most, I guess, right?
Twix is okay. I can't eat a whole Snickers
Twix,
bar.
I love Twix. Are you kidding me?
I can't eat a whole Snickers bar. It hurts my teeth.
I don't know, man. I think you need to take that donut out of your butt and start enjoying life more, you know?
Yeah. Give me donuts or give me death. As someone said once. I think it was me just now.
Uh-huh.
Pizza pop. Pop. That's because it's pop with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
This is, of course, a Famicom release, and I've got another track, because you started off with the old Pizza Pop
earlier. Yeah.
And I'm gonna end my set with a little pizza pop.
Mm-hmm. And again, the composer on this is Junya Kozakai.
Here you go. Pop for the Famicom.
And this is a level 6 water scooter. Water scooter. Because we heard scooter before. This
right.
is water scooter. It starts out on the bridge. It's on the bridge first, and then it goes into the water scooter.
Right. Turn this up right here. Turn it up right
here. I like how it comes out of this, actually. I like that it sounds kind of like a higher pitch than it was the first time, but it's not. But
sure.
I like how it sounds like it modulates, you know. Okay, so you want to hear about my other pizza story? I have a lot of pizza stories, but this is another celebrity delivery situation. So Kirsten Dunst, right?
You deliver a pizza to Kirsten Dunst.
Well, I don't even know if it was pizza, but it was some food from the shop,
right.
Or whatever. I mean, it may not have been an actual pizza, but it was
sure.
some sort of item from there. And in fact, it wasn't a pizza because it was a bag. I don't know. For some reason, I had my hands full or something. There was some situation where she gave me the money in one hand, and then with the other hand, I was passing the bag off to her of food. And she kind of grabbed the bag in a way that she kind of grabbed my hand
oh.
and rubbed my hand.
Yes.
And so she like rubbed my hand as she took the bag from me. I'm laughing because I guess you yawned or something
yeah.
and and tears came out. So it sounds like you're crying. You're crying at this story, like because either it's a. Perhaps such a joyous occasion that Kirsten Dunst rubbed on my hand that or you found it so compelling that she she grabbed my hand or she rubbed my hand.
Well, it's no secret.
It was such a powerful moment in my life that Kirsten Dunst rubbed my hand that it brought you to tears.
Well, my eyes do water when I yawn.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And people think it's not crying, okay, but as I am interested in where this is going, please continue.
Okay, you sure you don't need a Kleenex before we go on with it?
Go on.
No, basically she rubbed my hand and I haven't washed my hand since.
Wow, how many years ago was that?
It was the late 90s, so it was then, yeah, probably 99 or might have been 2000. I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah. Something like that. So, yeah, it was over 12 years ago.
That's a good story.
It was kind of a sensual sort of rub. It wasn't just a, you know, an exchange. It wasn't just a professional exchange. There was something behind it, I feel. No. I'm kidding. There was. It did feel kind of nice and sensual, though. There was something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slip it into the camera. Yeah, you can totally see my tears. Maybe we'll put that on Facebook. It totally looks like I'm crying.
Yeah, it was just funny. Yeah. It's sort of like as if you are in your head, you're thinking, Kirsten Dunst, she rubbed your hand, and then you start crying as if that was a really powerful moment.
Right.
I don't know. Right. Anyway, those are some of the crazy things that happen when you're a pizza delivery driver, when you're a pizza pop.
Good stories, good music. Brent, I'm stuffed.
Well, save room for dessert, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some donuts to chow down on, I think.
Yum.
Yeah. Been looking forward to this donut all episode, all day. That's our focus on food-based games, food-based levels, and for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can also reach us, you can comment on there if you want to, or you can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Please call us. 281-SONIC-91.
Call Rob, he needs it. He needs some support. He needs your emotional support right now.
Text us.
But to me, that was more tears of joy or something, or just tears of a powerful moment, I think. It wasn't sad. It was just, you know, powerful.
Yeah, I was having a moment.
Yeah. Share your moment with Rob at 281-SONIC-91. Yeah. Okay, so next week we're going to do... what are we doing next week? It's not Sunsoft.
Oh, by the way, a listener commented, or sent us an email, I should say. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to bring it up to you. You probably read the email.
Which one?
Pro wrestling games.
Oh, just wrestling games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't we just consider that sports?
No, this is specific.
Specific to just wrestling games.
Wrestling. WWF games, pro wrestling, Tecmo.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
WCW.
Sure, there's more. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Royal Rumble.
Right. Well, look. I mean, here's the thing. We do next week is not Sunsoft. It's Sports 2.
Next week is Sports 2.
Yeah.
I might just make it a wrestling focus.
Oh, okay. On your end.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, interesting.
That's what it's going to be.
Interesting. You're going to do only wrestling.
Only
games.
Wrestling games.
Really?
Only wrestling games.
Well. Okay, I mean,
unless you want to do wrestling at a...
I mean, yeah, let's say... I think you should play at least a couple of wrestling tracks next week, but I don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know if you should go full-blown.
Because I think there's enough music and enough titles out there to warrant a wrestling-only mm-hmm. episode.
Sure.
And trust me, uh-huh. there are some good tracks.
Uh-huh. I'm going to need some tears to believe you.
give me a second, I'll yawn them up.
We got so sports, and there'll probably be some wrestling tracks in there, I guess. And if not, there'll be some wrestling, maybe a full wrestling episode. I want to also just once again, this was a kind of an 8-bit heavy episode, and so again, I really highly recommend checking out this guy's videos. Again, his name is Bucky, and he does a really thorough job of explaining how you know the sound chip works and the NES chip works, and it's really informative, but it's also really easy to understand and digest. You know, it's not too complicated, I feel like, but it also gives it's really informative, but it's not too dense though. You know, so I just really highly recommend. Again, his YouTube channel is youtube.com/EXPLOD2A03. And also check out retrogameaudio.tumblr.com. Okay.
Thank you for that.
You're crying again. Wow.
if I can make myself yawn.
Yeah.
And when I yawn, I tear up.
Yeah.
So I can literally... cry on command.
Uh-huh. And so it wasn't this talk about this guy's videos and stuff, right? That
well,
brought you to...
maybe it was, maybe it wasn't.
Well, maybe this next track will bring you to tears. Not tears of, you know, sadness, but tears of joy. This is we're going to close with Yoshi's Cookie for the Super Nintendo. And this
from,
is music...
From Yoshi the Cannibal.
Yoshi, yeah. this is... music composed by Noriko Nishizaka, and this is called High Speed Baking Action, and Again, it's from Yoshi's Cookie. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Tears.
This is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.